This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, welcome back in. Glenn is out today. Luke is in the building. Tyler, of course, holding it down as always. As we do our thing coming up. Astros off today, much needed day off, and still doesn't mean there's news. Still doesn't mean there's news. Yordan Alvarez, obviously over the weekend. Misdiagnosis, shocker, of the hand. He is going to be out for some time. They're shutting him down. Zach DiCenzo, left inflammation. Take that for however you want to take that. He's been placed on the IL. Somehow Chaz ended up on the IL. So a lot going on there with the Astros here. And a lot going on this weekend. And what we do each and every Monday is we look at our weekend's best and our weekend's worst. 713-572-4610. You, of course, can text in yours. We'll look at yours. Your weekend's worst, your weekend's best. Also, you on YouTube and Twitch, the same. Tyler, let's jump with you, TV Tyler. What was your weekend's best? Your weekend's best, Tyler Milner.
Yes, sir. I'll kick this thing off. That makes me extra horny.
You just didn't have to stick your horny feeling in.
I've decided I'm just going to always stick that in and see what kind of reactions I get from you.
Tyler, Mr. Horny. Here we go.
Weekend's best for me is no other than the young gun, the Diesel, Hunter Brown.
No other.
You missed it. That was yesterday, I believe, he pitched.
Yeah.
Yeah, another strong one. Six innings pitched, five strikeouts, one hit allowed. He did put some runners on a base for the Mariners with some walks, but another strong performance from Hunter Brown. That brings his ERA in 2025 down to an astounding 1.83 for young Hunter Brown. So six scoreless on a Sunday, and that ERA going down to 1.83. Hunter Brown's my weekend's best.
Yeah, that Rays series was up and down. When the Rays won, they won. And then the Astros played tighter games, but they needed that for him. 1-0. 1-0. Is how they got that done, and
like you said, needed it.
Yeah, they got to have it, and it feels like, Luke, they might be playing some games, maybe not 1-0, but more lower scoring ball games when you look at some members of that offense. That we just talked about, Zach DiCenzo, and obviously Yordan, the big one, being out for some time. They're probably going to find themselves in games like this, but Hunter Brown has bona fide all-star right now. Pitched really, really well. Kick rocks. I'm guessing his weekend's best is Framber Valdez, because he said no love for Framber. Just gave one. But I guess he's coming at you, Tyler. No love for Framber. What the hell makes Hunter better?
Well, 1.83.
You already know. He's had he's been one of the best pitchers in the American League, and they've needed him to be that. And there was a wonder, you know, all right, does he come back like this? And he's like that. Yeah,
he'd be like that.
Yeah, he is. What's your weekend's best, Luke Morrow?
It starts with a bad, but it leads to the best, and that's the ending of Inside the NBA. That's not the best, but the best part is seeing all the clips resurface and all that sort of stuff on social media. And that was an enjoyable part to the weekend, was reliving all the great memories.
Yeah, boy, when Shaq ran into that Christmas tree, like just the stuff that they came up with, like the best, like to me, the best bits and the best things, and obviously we're nowhere near that, is when things just kind of come on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is no way no one sat around and said, I got an idea. Kenny, you run to the screen and then we'll have others race you
right
to the screen. And we'll have, and like, it'll be sneak races. Like, that just had to just happen just by itself. And just some of this, like, just the stuff that they did, man, was just... And they, like, they could get away with anything, including their last show just dropping the F-bomb repeatedly. Like, Shaq didn't give it. Like, good God, I mean. And the crazy thing is about that last segment, their farewell. Leave it up to Charles Barkley to have to be the calming voice. Because Kenny and Shaq, we coming over there and we're taking over. We're taking over ESPN. We're coming over there. We're doing it. And then it out of nowhere, the upset, it was Charles. And man, you know, we're really excited about coming over. It's a real honor to work for the number one sports network. They're like, Shaq and them are like, get the F out of the way. We're taking over this thing. I was just like, that was a tad bit aggressive. And I think maybe they had been drinking. But that was a tad bit aggressive.
Why not?
Yeah, I'd have been 2-3 sheets to the wind on that one, boy. What? I can say whatever. Well, I'd have darn near lost my career.
What's your weekend best, Ron?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Weekend best. And I feel bad. Scottie Scheffler wins again. I mean, he is on a roll.
Not many weekends you don't say that.
He's starting to get into this, like, hey, he's not winning by a stroke. Like, you know, he is clearly walking to 18 knowing he's won these tournaments. This isn't, you know, him having to kind of make big putts late, you know, just holding on in that final round. And I feel bad because he is just so, I don't even want to say boring. He just doesn't get me to the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing on yesterday, really. I mean, you know, there were some baseball games, obviously the Astros and other games on. But, you know, there wasn't, you know, any NBA games. There wasn't any football. There wasn't any, you know, college basketball. There wasn't really things to stop you. I found myself watching a 2012 Niners versus Saints playoff game replay for 2012 over Scottie Scheffler. Then I saw he won again. But, hopefully people check in. But he is on a – his run and stretch right now is we're pushing Tiger Woods-like is where we are. All right, Luke, what's your weekend's worst?
This might be a hot take, but it's the fact that Scott Hansen signed a new contract to continue on as the host of the NFL Red Zone.
Like hot, what are you doing?
What?
Who has a problem with Scott Hansen?
I do. That's the worst. Why is Scott Hansen coming back? This was the worst of the weekend. It was to see Scott Hansen.
Don't like Scott Hansen on Red Zone?
No, not at all.
No, what? Who? That is. Hot take. That is a standalone take.
I don't know. I know a couple people in my life.
I have never.
Really?
Do you know anyone else?
Yeah, I do.
There are people. He's got to be one of the most popular Halloween costumes, especially from kids.
God.
The witching hour? Nobody.
I just got the red carpet.
What
we wanted to get into a controversy.
Scott Hansen?
Yeah, I was an Andrew Siciliano red zone guy.
Oh, my God. Those ears flew away.
Dude,
stop.
Those ears distracted everybody
Come
from
on,
the football.
Man.
It
Listen.
Blocked half the screen, but he was a much better host.
He was not. No, I'm sorry.
Like, Hansen talks way too much. Just let us watch the games. We don't need the play-by-play from Scott Hansen. There's
Scott
already a play-by-play on the actual game.
Never in my life.
But it's the quad
box. I like Siciliano.
Yeah, Siciliano was great.
He was fine.
Nice Italian boy, too.
He was good. That's where it is.
When it's a quad box, I get Hansen needing to do the play-by-play. But when they go to one game and he's still talking, just let the broadcast speak for itself. And the whole nonsense about not going to the bathroom, yada, yada, yada. How many times in the 4 o'clock window is he off the camera and he's off the mic? He has so many opportunities. This whole persona that
he... For the people.
Oh, it's all an act. It's obnoxious. It's annoying. Can't stand
it. I did not know that there was anybody on the planet that sits on Red Zone on Sundays pissed at Scott Hansen.
Yeah.
I didn't know it existed.
Yelling at the TV for him to stop talking.
Shut
Let's
up.
Just watch the game. Enough. It's not about you, Scott.
There's one moment of show I feel like when Luke's been filling in with us where he has some passion on something that throws me off.
I've never had the feeling of Scott is doing too much.
Oh, every week.
I've never had that feeling that Scott Hansen is doing too much. They should have given him a lifetime deal.
Oh, God.
Cancel
my
desk?
Cable subscription.
Text line. Hansen is the best. Hansen is the man. This is the craziest thing I've heard. I'll give my weekend's worst. Mine goes to the Colorado Rockies. And they have crashed my weekend's worst multiple times, and they will continue to do so. The Colorado Rockies
so bad.
Had 9 wins the last time I talked about the Colorado Rockies. The Colorado Rockies are currently 9-50 right now and in the midst of an 8-game losing streak right now. And their attendance, by the way, is still like top 10, top 15 in baseball right now. Those people are still going to those games to watch this sorry-ass outfit. What is...
How many wins do they have? 9?
They're not 9-50.
Hunter Brown has 8.
I think... Have they been eliminated?
Hunter Brown by himself has 8
How
wins.
How quickly can they... Has anyone ever been officially eliminated before the All-Star break? Can they do that? They're 9-50.
They're going to give it their best shot.
I do think they hold the record for fewest wins before 90 losses.
Let's see how many Rockies we can get out. I mean, Matt Holliday's got to be rolling around in his grave. Andres Galarraga's got to be rolling around in his grave. Todd Helton's got to be rolling around in his grave.
The great Mike Hampton.
Mike Hampton's got to be rolling around in his grave. Carlos Gomez has to be rolling around in his grave. The late Daryl Kyle.
Oh, R.I.P.
Leave that one alone. But he's got to be beside himself.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. Stalling anymore. You ain't got any more Rockies.
They're so bad.
Aaron Miles.
Didn't our guy, I believe Tony Gwynn Jr. had a stint with Colorado Rockies.
Oh, yeah.
Good God, man. What is going on? 9? Someone else text in. Luke for the win. Hansen is terrible. Mute only.
Thank you.
What?
It sucks to suck.
Man. I know our boss Parker is just rolling and rattling off Colorado Rockies right now. I know he is. I just know he is somewhere at his desk. You missed this one. How could you miss this one? All right, this it's ridiculous. Real quick, your weekend.
Yes, sir. I'll put a cap on this thing. My weekend's best
worst.
Worst is going to go to man. I feel for him in a way, but the Astros promotions department, those people that work so hard to put together each year, who's doing first pitches, who's getting honors, the military folks we honor before games. If you missed it, before yesterday's game, the Astros, well, they gave out some honors. Pre-game ceremony at Daikin Park, Astros honored Dr. Thomas, nightmare of a last name. Sorry, buddy, not going to pronounce that. They honored this former doctor that spent 35 years serving the organization on the medical side. He was one of the Astros team physicians, and according to HCA Houston Healthcare's website, his specialty was hand surgery. You cannot make this ish up. They honored this hand doctor that worked for the Astros yesterday amidst all this stuff going on with Yordan and their mess ups with reporting injuries.
They may need him.
Cannot make that up.
They may need him in his hand surgery. His expertise coming up soon. Hopefully not. All right, Larry Walker, you're right. Is rolling around.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.